When she came into work this morning, kindergarten teacher Selena Chung didn't know whether she'd have a job next semester.
So this morning, we got the news that Proposition 30, which is the tax measure, did pass.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm happy that, you know, education could be saved.
Parent Siobhan Culhane hadn't heard either.
I did vote for it, but I haven't read all the results yet.
Could I tell you what happened?
Sure.
It passed.
Yay! Sorry, but yay!
The excitement was tinged with obvious relief and an obvious weariness among teachers and administrators already beaten down by repeated budget cuts over the past few years. Here's teacher's aide Connie Mason.
I'm relieved because when I watched yesterday off and on, it didn't look like it was passing. It's like, oh my God, what else are they going to cut from us? Really? You know, I mean, we all here in this school, everybody spend more time and more and their own money for a lot of things. So maybe that's going to ease us a little bit.
Principal Bennett Lee said he's also relieved, but that he doesn't think the fight for fully funded schools is over.
I'm a little skeptical always of anything that goes to the schools because a lot of things have been promised to the schools, and I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not. If it didn't pass, I would just go, oh, here we are, same as before. Just what are we going to cut here now? What else are we going to lose? I get excited when it actually starts happening, when I start seeing things happen.
For KALW News, I'm Casey Miner in San Francisco.